It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus. So if you are not yet trusting Him, I want to tell you that there is a lot you are missing out on. I'd like to welcome you to the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to hear, learn, and share the Word of God, where we get to gather with our devotion and hear what God has to say concerning our life. On this show, God has new things to share with us. He wants to carry our burdens. He wants to lift that weight that is on us. So if you're here for the very first time, I would like to specially welcome you, because right here on this show is where you get a lot of your questions answered. And the beautiful thing is that we've been studying a particular series for the last couple of days, and it will definitely bless you. So once again, you're welcome. And if you've been frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So ring the bell, sound the alarm. Let everybody know that it is time for a devotion. Grab your pens, your Bible, and your notepads. Let's get into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Grace Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. You know, we cannot start the day without Thanksgiving. No, I did not forget. So let's start our day with Thanksgiving. Let's just thank God. Like I always say, even if you feel there's nothing to be thankful for, the fact that you are alive, the fact that you can walk on the face of the earth, is something to be thankful for. So I want us to just pick one thing, or as many as you can remember, and let's begin to appreciate God. Father, for every listener of the show, for myself, my family, and every staff of the Praise Palace Radio, Lord, we want to say thank you. We've come with our hearts of praise and gratitude this morning, and we've come to say a very big thank you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today is Tuesday, the 8th day in the month of October 2024, and we'll be continuing a series that says Impossible Prayers Part 2. Impossible Prayers Part 2. We've been looking at types of prayers. We've seen the very easy prayer, the hard prayers, the easy prayers. And yesterday we looked at impossible prayers. And today we're looking at the part two of impossible prayers. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 16. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Matthew chapter 21 to chapter 22. Our memory verse today is taken from Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Joel chapter 2, verse 25 to 26. Joel chapter 2, from verse 25 to 26. Are you with your Bibles now? 25 says, "So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust and the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven says, today I will conclude my teaching on impossible prayers. There is a particular saying that an opportunity once lost can never be regained. The fellow who said that did not put God in the equation. With God, nothing is impossible. He can restore the unrestorable. He might have lost an opportunity in the past, and now you think it is impossible to regain that opportunity. However, there is nothing impossible with God. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1 to 11, Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1 to 11, God restored life to dry bones. God can restore that opportunity that you think is long gone to you if you have faith. He specializes in doing the impossible. When I was studying at the University of Lagos, I applied to the Federal Ministry of Education for a scholarship to pursue my master's degree. Time passed and I never got a response from the ministry. Somehow, I raised the money for my tuition and life went on. When I was close to obtaining my master's degree, I met someone I used to know back when I was a games master in a secondary school. He was a games master himself at another school, and we had met when both our schools were involved in a competition. As we talked, I found out that he now worked at the Federal Ministry of Education. I told him, "You people are very tough at the ministry." I applied for a scholarship and I wasn't even called for an interview. He told me that he would look into it. I thought I would get a letter asking me to come for an interview. But to my surprise, the letter I got was to tell me that I had been awarded the scholarship. Since I had already paid my tuition, I bought a land and built my first house with the money I was awarded. God used a casual meeting to restore an opportunity that I thought was long gone, and it led me to building my first house. What you may have lost could be more serious. If you have lost your first love for Christ and the passion and the love that you had for him at the beginning seems to have died, God will restore your love for him today in Jesus' name. You can love him far more than you ever did. All you have to do is cooperate with him as he guides you on what to do for that love to be restored. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, God can reverse the irreversible. Today's Open Heaven talks about restoring our love for Christ. So if you're listening to me this morning and you do not have a relationship with God, you don't have a relationship with Christ, and you do not know him, I would like to introduce you to the way, the truth, and the life this morning, the way by which you can be restored, redeemed, and be revived. This morning, I want you to bow your heads. As many of you listening to me that would like to rededicate your lives or give your life to Christ for the very first time. And I would like you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you this morning. I confess that I am a sinner. I confess my imperfection. Father, I've come before you because I have heard that your blood cleanses. I know that you can restore my love for you, and I know that you can give me a deep love for you. Father, have mercy on me. Forgive me and cleanse me of every of my unrighteousness. Wash me with your precious blood and restore me to your vineyard. Revive me, O Lord, and redeem me. Make my heart your dwelling place and make me forever yours. For in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. If you took this prayer with me and you would like to deepen your relationship with Christ, it is very possible. I would like to help you, so you can reach out to us on our Instagram page via our DMs and you get a response as soon as possible. Or you would like to locate a Bible-believing church that is closest to you that you can attend to grow your faith in Him. You can reach out to us on www.praisepalaceradio.com or send us a DM on our Instagram handle, praisepalace_radio UK. praisepalace_radio UK. That's our Instagram handle. You can reach out to us and say, I gave my life to Christ, and we'll get back to you. Thank you for staying tuned. Thank you for listening to us. To hear my voice again and to be gathered for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed and have a beautiful day. God bless you.
You can only come this far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.